Blog Talk.
I stand there, you know, their beefs and all that, and there's old scores, but still,
every time something happens, it's the local PD that takes advantage of it, and all of us bikers, especially the club people, they are the ones that get financially hurt.
Yep.
Their time's taken away from them.
Yep.
All kind of problems.
And then I got an email today, Bill. It came out Monday.
That's that East Coast thing, isn't it?
No, actually, this is the Midwest, Bill, but it started in the East Coast. It started in New York, and now it's from the Motorcycle Rights Foundation. It's a news release about about NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah.
And it starts out with they thumb their nose at Congress and discriminates against about motorcycles. So this is for an immediate release to let people know what's going on.
This could be your town next, boys and girls. Pay attention.
Next, absolutely, because they learned from a source at the U.S. Department of Transportation that they have funded the motorcycle-only roadside checkpoints. NHTSA decided to fund the programs despite being asked by Congress not to fund the program until they understood the merits that were, and they wanted them explained. So they sent a letter, well, along with 10 other members of the House, and his colleagues were specifically asked to respond to a letter before funding the program. They did not. The recipient of the money for the demo project, see, this is where they get it. This is where they get in there. They call it a demo project first, then it becomes project. But the Georgia Department of Public Safety, which oversees the day-to-day operation of the Georgia State Patrol.
And I told you that was the East Coast, and, and I said it down south. What are you telling me New York for? Why are you messing
with
me?
New York is where it started. That was the first one
last
year.
All right.
This is the second one.
This is
the second one where they're starting it in the Midwest. Now next it'll be on the West Coast, somewhere close to the West Coast. But they received $70,000 along with requests for applications for more money. So not only is this an injustice to us as motorcyclists of America, it's a complete waste of the taxpayer money.
And again, that's not the fact that it started in New York. It's down in Georgia, and it could just as well be in Kansas tomorrow.
Right.
It could be in Colorado. It could be in my backyard tomorrow. This is why you people listening, you've got to try to be aware of all of these issues, because if not, you wake up one day, it'll be in your backyard, and you'll have nothing to complain about because you just didn't pay attention. Or as many of my friends, they don't care.
Right.
And for many years, I was one of the ones that said I didn't care because there were other people doing it. And then as time's gone on, we realize, well, wait a minute, we can't complain. We sat back and didn't do anything.
Well,
it goes back to, I want to talk about Red Baron for a second, Quigley.
Sure.
And these are the people that were out there, you know, ringing the bells and yelling, and what were we doing? We weren't doing that much at all. And now it's time for more and more people to step up and say, we're American citizens riding on American roads. What could be wrong with that?
Absolutely.
How can you just pull me over and check me and my bike, you know?
Right.
And let a car go by.
Right. But it's going to happen.
They pulled my brother over a little while back. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. He had a jacket on. They asked him to take his jacket off, and he said he declined. He asked him why. He said, well, we heard that some of you bikers, you guys in clubs, are wearing your colors underneath your jacket. And my brother thought about it for a while. He said, well, we'll be the person wearing the colors. He said, well, we know you guys are doing it. And my brother says, well, I'm not in a club, but I declined to take my jacket off. So they let him go. But how much rights have we lost that they can stop you on the road? And again, as you and I know, that the opposite word here is they ask us.
Right.
But I don't know. Every day I wake up, it's just a little more sadder.
And the bad part is it's going to get worse. It's going to get totally worse. Because it's like they told us, okay, they're on a special detail.
Yeah.
What's so special about it? They all know who we are.
Sure.
They've known us for years. Now, all of a sudden, we're a special detail.
I have to say right now in California, and I could be wrong if somebody else wants to call and comment on this one, Huntington Beach in Oceanside, California, that's probably the two roughest cities for police action. Right next to us, we have the city of Carlsbad and the city of Vista. Psh, no problems. No one cares. But Huntington Beach, I think it goes neck to neck with Oceanside as being a rough city for bikers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about all bikers, not just club people, you know?
Right. You know, it's like it's like seeing things clearly every day.
Yeah.
And being who we are as individuals, supporting a cause that we believe in,
mm-hmm.
and then watching certain other things happen. There was a, I don't know if you guys heard about this Marine, but he went to the Tea Party, one of these Tea Parties.
Active Marine?
It's active Marine. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna share this with everybody, and I just want you.
I don't know about this at all, so I don't know what you're doing here.
Okay, well, it says Marine stuns a Tea Party with the fourth verse, okay? So this is let me just play it and you can get it from there. It came to me from YouTube, but what I'll do is I'll put it together. But it says, a Marine stuns a crowd. This is the fourth verse of the Star Spangled Banner. So much for a secular nation.
Lewis, one question was raised about how we teach our young people. And I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, oh, the speed ever when free.
Sons of Anarchy murdered Motorcycle Club swerve to avoid the mangled debris of a car crash, as its members do in the season 3 opener of the hit FX show, the brothers of Sam Crow are on Mix and Match Harley Davidsons ridden by the actors themselves. Not bad for a bunch of guys who barely knew how to ride 2 years ago. I met with some of the cast in the chapel. I was sort of a prospect, hoping to go for a ride and see how this gang of actually outlaws has blurred the line between the riders they play on TV and the bikers they've actually become in real life.
What are you doing, buddy? You taking a little filmage back there? What the hell's going on? You license for that camera?
Were you surprised when you were cast for the show that you would actually be doing your own riding? Or was that part of the allure of getting the gig?
Part of the gig. I mean, I had had a little bit of, a tiny bit of riding experience only from a film that I had done where I had to ride, and you just know as actors, you know, you got to ride a horse in the script, you're going to be riding a horse, you know?
Yeah. But that's one of the reasons that I did the show. That's why, you know, I didn't ride in the pilot, you know, and before a pilot gets picked up or whatever, you know, you don't know if it's ever going to go at all. And I said, you got to teach me how to ride. They're like, you don't ride in the pilot. I was like, I'm not doing the job unless I learn how to ride.
Were any of you riders before you even got cast for the show?
No, I had 1 hour left, like, before that episode where we had where we were driving one for the 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah. I had two bikes as a kid since I was 15, and the last one I sold off in 1986 when I was about 12. No, in 86, I totaled my last one off of my wife at the time. She's still my wife. She said, you have to promise me not to buy another bike. And so I promised her I wouldn't buy another bike.
You just bought another bike.
We were kind of given one for a little bit.
I started riding when I was 11, but stopped when I was like 18. I didn't have a bike, so we got into the show. Then I bought a bike.
I actually had a bike back then when I was young. And in 1964, I hit a car head-on. The bike was messed up. So, okay. And my father said, that's it.
Well, I just wanted to know, what was the experience for people who didn't really have experience riding? When the bike is sort of a tool of your craft, you're dependent on that? Are there incidents? As you were getting comfortable with
this is all the time, but the time that I remember that things really took a step up, Charlie and Ron and I had a scene in a parking lot, and we were coming out of this Irish bar, and I saw Charlie get on this bike, and how he started it and zipped out of this parking lot, missing me by 6 inches, going into an alley, missing this tree at a very high speed. I went, okay, we're stepping up. We are now stepping up.
Ron never really got comfortable on the bike.
He's gotten a lot better this year.
Yeah.
Gotta give him a little credit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Well, that's all right. That's enough anyway. Because, you know, the gist of the conversation is, and they're making it very clear by their statements, these are not bikers.
No.
These are TV actors. And what I do appreciate, you and I have met with them and all that, they have never implied to us they are anything more than actors in a program, and part of their TV is they ride vehicles. In their case, it's motorcycles. They are getting better at riding, but they are not trying to imply that they're bikers.
No.
They're not trying to imply them with that. They tell everybody, Sons of Anarchy, TV show. Do not think it's a motorcycle club. Do not go out and put chapters together and all that. It's not real. It's a TV show. And
you know, I talked about that last week, Bill. There's a guy selling a complete hookup, lower rocker, three-patch rocker, okay? All the stickers, all the little mementos that they wear on the show.
Yeah.
He's selling them on eBay.
Well,
for $180, you can buy the whole setup and put it on your jacket. And then that's $180 whoop-ass.
I was going to say, you know, I believe you have a right to do what you want to do, providing you want to take the ramifications, the repercussions. It's people who are in or have been in motorcycle clubs do not appreciate people just putting patches on their back and all that. So let's take a reality check, folks. Those Sons of Anarchy t-shirts may be fun, but they're dumb. People in motorcycle clubs, if I remember that far and all that, they earned that stuff.
That's right.
And I do appreciate the fact that none of these bikers, oh, no, my God, I said it already, none of these TV actors are trying to be bikers.
No.
They're getting better at riding, but they don't really have a clue. You know?
Right. And, you know, it's like when they rode that day, we saw them up on the mountain, you know.
Yeah.
They had, four or five chippies taking them around?
Yeah, yeah.
you know.
You know, they were all given a motorcycle?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, anybody wants to give Bill Kennedy a motorcycle, just call me at the show. I'd be glad to take your motorcycle from you. Look, we met them, and we have mutual friends to them, and they all admit the fact that they're only coming across as TV actors. So
right.
If you think the show is dumb, it's not real. You see somebody wearing a Sons of Anarchy T-shirt, it's nothing to do with the show, so we try to make a buck off them. That's all it is. We
having some people having technical difficulties. If they just refresh the page, it'll come back up. But we just got a message from Harley in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And she said her computer keeps freezing. Have a great show. Hope all is well with your right or your night. Have a really great weekend. Take care.
What does X's mean?
Those are kisses, Bill.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. You're going to have to get used to this since you're since you got your Facebook page.
Yeah, I got a Facebook page now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We got a lot of stuff coming up here. You know that getting that toy season again, you know?
Right, and I keep getting poked, so I keep poking back. My finger.
You're not
might...
getting poked by me. I don't.
No, let's
get this
clear. This is coming through here. I'm getting poked. But yeah, it's you know.
What is poked? Is that some computer talk?
Yeah, computer talk.
Oh, okay.
Something to do with Facebook, Bill.
All right.
But we also have Joanna talking. Is listening from Finland, Bill.
Finland.
Yeah. She says it's cold there right now. She hates winter. So I told her she come out to California and she get a ride on the coast.
Take to Mexico.
Yeah. She says that sounds amazing.
Was it Joanna?
That's Joanna.
Joanna, last time I was over in Stockholm, I was trying to get over to Finland. I've got a lot of people, a lot of bikers over there. My plan was to get into Russia, go to the land bridge. I want to go to Moscow. And the Russian embassy in San Francisco wouldn't give me any paperwork. They were concerned for my safety because I refused to go in a group. I thought riding around would be a good thought, but the Russian embassy in San Francisco said I could ride in, but I'd probably be walking home. That part of Russia still is pretty wild. But the guys in Finland, in fact, all Scandinavian bikers, they're fantastic people. You've met some of the guys from
right.
Moscow. There is a chapter
we know. Met
some of
the guys from Moscow,
yeah.
Met some of the guys from Germany.
But Moscow, I'm saying, forget Moscow. I never got through Russia yet. But Scandinavia, that's one of our favorite places to go. I have friends in Nokia. If you know anybody over there, Nokia. They come over every year and try to show me their latest cell phone. Of course, I never take one, but they always try to give me one. Very nice people over there. We've done the super rally. Joanne, I wonder if you've ever done any super rallies in Europe.
Well, Bill, I asked her earlier if she was going to join in, and she said she was a little shy today. But
she
may build up her nerve for next week.
I went to Stockholm, and we went up by the toward the North Pole. We had a bike run, Zigtuna. And there was 22 bike clubs there. And I asked everybody, why is everybody so big?
Mm-hmm.
They said, Bill, we have 2.5 months of riding season, and we have 9 months of 3 foot of snow on our front door. What we do is, in this order, we fix our Harleys, we lift weights, we watch porn. That's it. And then we have like a 2.5 month riding season to ride our bikes. After that, here comes the snow again, can't ride the bikes, yada, yada. They all switch to snowmobiles. But every one of them just lots of porn, lots of lifting weights. So, gentlemen and ladies, we hope someday you get out of that snow and come on down to visit us. What city was Joanna from? I didn't see that. Joanna, you do?
Hang on a minute.
All right.
I get that for you. Yeah, it's Finland, but I don't remember the...
Okay.
The exact location, but I'm sure she's listening. She can send it to us. And then Denver's Choppers sent us a how do you do right now, Bill.
Oh, good deal, good deal.
Yeah.
Ando?
Ando.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I like about Denver's Choppers. Mondo, he's got gray hair. That's a good sign. I trust those guys with gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't think the young guys can do good. I just like knowing them around older guys. Can't find that girl anymore. Well, anyway, point is that if anybody ever gets a chance to go to Scandinavia, I guarantee you the people over there go out of their way to make you feel like your family.
She's in, how do you say that, Bo? You know, well,
Helsinki.
Her hometown is Helsinki, but
yeah.
She's in, when
you
I get
me
that,
blocked down.
Hainola,
yeah, Hainola. Hainola. Sounds like a
mm-hmm.
Hawaiian name, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hainola. Hainola. Either way, she's close to Helsinki. That's a nice place.
Right.
The like I said, great clubs over there. I just wanted to get to Russia because I thought the cities, the architecture would be so beautiful. They wouldn't let me in. I was in Berlin when the wall was still up, and they wouldn't let me in Berlin, obviously.
Well, it's because you had long hair and a white beard, though.
Not back that far then. But actually, I was also, one more time I tried to get into Russia, and I was in Tehran, Iran, and they wouldn't let me in there either. I have a lot of places. They just don't like me in there for some reason. I tried to recently get back into, not back into, I was trying again to get into Cuba. I thought a chance to run around seeing the bikers in Cuba, while still somewhat isolated, would be wonderful, but I'm having a hard time. Our government wants me to go over in a group on a tour bus, and I can do that as a businessman for future investments, but somehow I want to see Cuba. I want to see Cuba on my motorcycle. I want to drive around, speak to the people. You know, the hell with the politics and all that. Just want to see the people, see what it's like. I want to see the old Chevys over there and all the stuff they're running.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend that sent me pictures. They're keeping their Harleys running, like, with they're using generators from Russian refrigerators and stuff, trying to keep their motorcycles going. It's fantastic. Because of the 1963 or 64 embargo from JFK, you know, Cuba gets nothing. Actually, I am amazed that we have an embargo against Cuba, and yet China, you know, I have to say something about China.
Right.
China goes and takes over Tibet, forcing the Dalai Lama to flee in exile to India. It destroys the temples, kills the nuns, kills the priest, and yet we're not taking no action against them. This little tiny island of Cuba,
mm-hmm.
which couldn't do anything, and yet we're making this, since 1964 an embargo, we're going to make it miserable on them. Not to mention how many times we can't. What is wrong with the CIA? How many times do you guys need to kill a guy? Castro can't be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll let. I'm getting off the track again. So I was talking about Europe and talking about the great times I've had over there. I've enjoyed that. But someday, maybe Joanna can help me get into Moscow.
Yeah.
I think, again...
She could probably show you exactly how to get there, Bill.
You think she could show me the way?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a caller I'm going to bring in, Bill.
Not Joanna from Finland.
No, not Joanna from Finland.
You're
she's,
a little girl,
she's
you're a wuss.
No, she's not a wuss. Hello, Betsy.
Yes.
How
are
you?
Hey, mi amigo.
Hey, honey, how are you tonight?
Doing fine.
That's
I had another
good.
Major health issue with my wife, and it put me back and down. And
yeah,
then this
I heard.
Week, I just told you yesterday, I can make it again. The doctors gave us some wrong meds, and their body did some crazy stuff, and they've revised the meds again. So, honey, every day with me, and these doctors are already out.
Well, I do know that when they give the wrong meds, it can really mess people up. Hello?
Yes,
we're here.
Oh, okay.
Is your phone all that static?
I've been through it. What?
We're getting a lot of static feedback here. Is that your phone, or can you hear static?
No, I don't hear any static.
Stand still. Put your tinfoil hat on.
Maybe they don't like me.
Can you stand on one foot and turn
I'm
your body?
I'm standing on one foot and
okay.
I'm twirling one arm and holding the phone and chewing gum.
I swear to you, static is gone, right?
Right.
Whatever you've done it perfect.
Oh, all right. Well, then I better keep standing on one foot.
So tell us what's new in your neighborhood, buddy.
Well, unfortunately, not such good news this week. The director of our hog chapter a week ago Saturday was on his way to the dealership to meet up with the rest of the crew to go out for a putt, and he was heading up the highway and made a lane change and then just, boom, went over. And the helmet shattered. He ended up in the hospital, brain damaged, lasted a couple of days, and is now gone, unfortunately. So
I've always said, though, if you're in the hospital and you've got brain damage, it's tough on you, but it's tougher on your family. So when God tells you it's time to go, and just let it go. Yeah,
right.
Let it go.
The thing is, and I was talking to Phil about this earlier, you know, here's a guy who I had just spoken to and said, you know, we ought to go over your coverage. You ought to let me come speak to the group about insurance. You know, I'm not looking to get their insurance. I just want to make sure that people are covered out there, because in one split second, your whole life could change and you could financially strap your family forever. Well, this gentleman only had the minimal compulsory limits, no collision, no health insurance, no funds, no life insurance, nothing to pay the funeral, leaves a family, and now the tremendous hospital bills and the cost of a funeral.
Betsy, can I tell you about something? I was down in Mexico. I don't know if I mentioned that to you last time, about 3 weeks ago, Phil, was it gone?
Yeah.
I went down to Rosarito Beach. I met a gentleman there first night. He's from, of all places, my hometown here in Oceanside. And I was asking, what's he doing down here? And he said he was in a severe motorcycle accident, 9 months in the hospital, 6 months to a year, I forgot what he said, in therapy.
Wow.
The whole time he's doing this, his company lets him go, his insurance expires, and these blood suckers, they took his house, they took everything from him. They're on the phone every day, every night, hospital bills, you haven't paid all this. The guy had the best coverage there was. He ended up putting what little he had left in a truck. He's living down in Mexico for $300
wow.
a month in a small place.
Wow.
Sad. Very next day there, I'm in a hotel, and I meet this girl. And she's a white girl, but she's a little conversational, bilingual. And we're talking in English, and she said she's from Murrieta, which is like about 60 miles, Phil?
Yeah.
60 miles, more or less, from our area. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm my husband and I are both corporate executives in different corporations, and within 12 months, we both lost our jobs.
Oh, my God.
Our $450,000 home was taken away from us.
Wow.
Their children were growing up, thank goodness. They lost everything, and again, those blood suckers on the phone every day, every night. You owe money, you owe money, you owe money. They packed up their goods, and they're also living in Mexico. Two American expatriates
wow.
who might come back to America because of the bloodsuckers.
And then, wait a minute, we openly invite people from Mexico to come here and give them free housing, free tuition. In Massachusetts, you can get a car and free insurance, for crying out loud, plus free tuition and free health care, food stamps, health insurance. You get it all. I mean, it's bizarre, and we can't even take care of our own.
Yeah, and I've said this before, and I feel compelled to share it, because I don't care if the United States never sends another rocket to the moon or any other place
right.
it wants to go. We have to take care of our own first.
Well, Bill, do you believe that they sent a rocket to the moon?
I told you before, I believe it, and I believe that astronaut went out there, and he put that flag on that moon. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Then it's my moon. All the rest of you countries, stay away from my moon. It's an American moon, not
it's
a Russian.
It's my moon, too.
So that's how I feel about that. But I don't want to send no more missiles up there. I don't care. I don't care if there's life.
It's unimportant unless we're going to cohabitate up there. What good does it do us?
Exactly. We don't have the facilities, money. Maybe we got the intel, but these people around me... I have to listen. I own a motorcycle shop, Kennedy's Custom Cycles, with my brother Mike. I have to listen to stories of people once a week coming in there saying, Bill, I came in to say goodbye. My wife's family's got some property in Kentucky or somewhere. We're going to go back and live in their property because we've lost everything.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about drug problems, alcohol problems,
oh,
gambling
no,
problems.
No, you're just talking
about
regular, hardworking people.
Yes. I don't know. I don't have anything. I have no solutions, and neither, trust me when I say neither Screwdriver or I are smart enough to come up with anything. So I feel bad about the fact that I criticize America when I don't have any solutions.
No, I know.
But I just think that we got to do something different. And I'm
well,
tired from voting
we
for the lesser
vote
of the
come
two
November.
Evils all the time. I don't seem to be voting for anybody, Betsy. I'm voting against somebody just to get the other
exactly.
guy in.
Exactly.
Yep. How about that?
I hear that. Oh, talk about wasted money. What about all those motorcycle stops? All the federal funding to discriminate against motorcyclists to keep us safe from ourselves. What about educating the rest of the people about motorcycles? That money could be better put to use in other areas.
Right, because we just talked about that at the beginning of the show where Georgia got $70,000 to do their motorcycle checkpoints.
Right. Yep.
Where the Congress, basically the Congress, they told Congress to kiss their ass.
Exactly. Yeah, but the MRF isn't done fighting that, you know, because it's ludicrous and it's wrong.
So fighting them, but they already have in the road stop, the check side, right?
Well,
Betsy, they're going to fight it, but they already have the check stops
exactly.
out, right? Don't
no,
they?
The check stops, the checkpoints have been going on for a couple of months already. You know, in different areas of the country. I mean, every day you read about another community getting $70,000, $90,000, $125,000 to conduct these motorcycle-only checkpoints.
You know, that's why, Betsy, we mentioned earlier that it's so important that people share this information because what's happening in New York one day, in Georgia today, it could be in Kansas tomorrow, it could be in Colorado, it could be screwed over my backyard, California. We've got to find out what's going on around the world here.
Right. Well, that's why I started my newsletter. For that very reason. Can I give it a plug?
Oh, please, please.
Okay. Well, every morning, Monday through Friday, I get up in the wee hours and I scout around, get all the news from regarding motorcycling from every state, put it together and ship it out in a e-zine called Biker Bits. It's bikerbits.info. It's free. I don't charge for it. You can sign up, and every day right to your inbox will come all the mail, all the news that I find, and I find plenty of it. People send me stuff. I subscribe to several news services, and that's my contribution to trying to keep us all aware of what's going on, because you're right, what happens in Georgia today or California tomorrow could happen in Maine or Florida or anywhere else in the country, so we got to stay informed and unified and know what's going on and know how to combat some of this stuff.
Betsy, we talked about the fact that we're not going to make a giant impact as a single person.
Right.
But if you do your part, if Screwdriver and I do my part, if more people will just out there get a little bit involved, we can make a difference.
Right.
And we have so many of our friends that just say, well, you guys just tell me what's going on.
Right.
And that's the part that got me so sick about everything, because I used to listen to people. I think I mentioned Red Baron and all the guys like that. I used to let them tell me what's going on. I didn't care. And now I'm realizing we all have to do a little bit. Although it sounds
right.
like you're doing a lot more Screwdriver than I are. You're always doing something important.
Well, you know, like even in Oregon, at one of the colleges, they're trying to make it so no motorcycles can be anywhere on campus. That's the beginning of, you know, motorcycles being banned in other places. So, you know, people have to know about this stuff and stand up against it.
Exactly. I want to deviate for a second. You don't know the Screwdriver. One of our local colleges came out. They contacted me, and they came out, and they did a giant photo layout shoot of me.
Nice.
And I asked them, what was the gist of this? And they said, not because you're a handsome man.
Oh, please.
No, they said, not because you're a handsome man. Because you have an interesting face. I'm thinking, I couldn't even get a little bit. No, you just have a face like a road map, they said. So they've actually done a gallery out there. I'll tell you later on. I don't want to, you know, people check
oh,
in.
Oh, very
yeah.
nice.
Oh, not because I'm good looking. Just because I've got a face like a road map, you know? That's all right.
Your face tells a story.
Well, it's been out in that road for a little bit long.
Oh, we've all been out there a little long, but...
Yeah, I've got some people going to call in a little bit, and I want you to be aware of this here. Around 7 o'clock, a lady's doing a run for Stop the Violence. I think this is a damn good idea. We're going to get involved with this. We're talking this around 7 o'clock. But here's a lady and her daughter that started this whole program out there just to let people know this violence has to stop. This post-trauma treatment centers need help. There's hospitals, community centers. There's places for people to go. And this lady and her doctor started, has started this program, Stop the Violence. What do you think about something like that? Kind of interesting?
Oh, absolutely. I think there should be more places. Right here in town where I live, there's a shelter for women to go who have young children. And what they do is they shield them and keep their identity secret and their whereabouts secret. And they dress them for success, give them some background and schooling, and get them back out there on their own. And they have advocates for them in court. And, I mean, it's just phenomenal. But you're right, there's not enough of it, and there's not enough awareness about it.
My concern is, I mean, again, there's many different tentacles to this problem, but I want to talk about just briefly the domestic violence.
Mm.
It's tearing me apart. I'm telling you, this hurts so much when I hear about this. A man comes home from work, tired after a hard day, and his wife attacks him. This has to stop. Domestic violence. I'm laughing at it. I'm talking about domestic violence.
I know,
violence.
We women, we're such batterers, huh?
It's your story. You tell it anyway. It sounds good right
now.
I know.
Okay, so, but there are actually men that are battered, I'm sure.
Oh, well,
that was a little
I'm
joke.
Sure they are.
Obviously a very poor little joke, but it's good to hear you laugh anyway.
Thank you.
And Scrooge, I was just staring at me, so I figured it wasn't very funny, but, you know. But he has no sense of humor anyway, so that's okay.
I have a great sense.
What's your first toy run you got coming up, Betsy?
Let's see. Well, we had the toy run. And,
you already had it?
Yeah, we combined it with the Veterans Ride for the Marine Corps League, and it went really well. We had over it was the third year, but we had over 225 people last year. There was only 70. So that was a good turnout. And
Excuse me. Was this predominantly Harley-Davidson, or was it all?
No, it was open to everybody. All people, even non-riders, were invited.
Our first toy run, coincidentally, will be with the Toys for Tot program also. This is going to be involved. I don't have the damn date in front of me. November, something like that. Anyway, we're going to ride about 35 miles.
Is that
to
the loose part of this one?
No, toy run.
Yeah,
would you take another nap again?
Don't forget, it's a lot warmer out there than it is here.
The booth part is having a toy run, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about
okay,
that. You keep taking naps when I'm talking. I'm talking about the Toys for Tot run.
Okay,
that's the thing for the military.
That's true.
You have a problem with the military, Mr.?
No, I don't. I have my Marine Corps ball on the 5th of November. Don't be paying for it.
Oh, that's when mine is, too.
Oh. Yeah, but you're self-employed. My company's paying for mine.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, you're
wait,
right.
Minute,
I bought my own ticket.
Marine Corps ball.
What is it, the 235th year anniversary?
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's 238.
Really?
I think so.
I have to look at my ticket.
Well, now, wait, where are you going to go? Are you going to get dressed up or something?
No.
Tell me. I want to hear
it. It's at work. It's at work. We're going to have a lunch. We have a cake. I'm going to have the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps there.
Right.
He's going to give a little speech. We have the youngest. Just like a regular Marine Corps ball. But we have
are you going to have a color guard and honor guard and all of that?
We're having the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps come. We're having the guests of honor. We're having a colonel come. We're going to have the cake ceremony. We're going to have a little flag ceremony. We're going to have a little...
Are you inviting the ROTC, or don't they have that out there?
We have it, but the Navy's going to give us the band for a couple hours.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You know, we always got a one up.
Sponsor.
Well, then after that, we have a right afterwards. We have the with the Vietnam veterans.
Right.
And the Res Riders. That's coming up, and then we have the Sandy. We got. This point on until after Christmas, I feel like I'm like a social butterfly. We got so many runs, so many events we got to go on. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We just had our MDA ride last weekend, and I want to say we had at least 8,000 riders.
How far did you ride?
It was about 45 miles, or no, maybe 35, 40 miles. And it was $20 prepaid registration and $25 if you showed up on that day and $10 for passengers. Last year we raised over $60,000, so this year I'm thinking we probably did a little better.
Now, did you end up at a city park or something? Or what was the destination?
We ended up, and you would have loved this, in Salem, Massachusetts, where all the witches and goblins are. How perfect for a Halloween ride. And it's called the Witch Hunt, and we've done it every year for the past, like, 27 years or so, and we go down to Salem, Mass., which is known for, you know, the witches and whatnot,
yes.
And everybody dresses up, and it's quite a spectacle. I'll see if I can find some video online and send it to you. I did post some of the pictures from the ride on Facebook, but you don't get the full gist of it, of all the riders and the costumes and everything. Everybody really does it upright.
Let me invite you to a Halloween party at the end of this month at my brother Michael's house. It's a quite elaborate costume party and all that. Hope you can make it. Are you in the neighborhood?
Where is your brother Michael?
He's in Fallbrook, California, San Diego, right here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll
important thing is you know you were invited.
That's what I want you to know.
if you left Friday, you could go home Monday.
Oh, okay. One of those.
My brother's actually he sets this whole property up so crazy that he invites all of the children in the area to come the day before with their families so they can walk down his pass through his like forest and stuff, and goblins go flying through the air and sounds. And he has actors to come out there and give tours and stuff. They're in not only in costume, they're in the character, I guess they want. Our brother's quite into the children and all that.
Wow,
he's a nicer
great
one between all of us.
Well, that's great. I'm sorry, I can't be there to make it.
Oh, you got something else to do? Something more? I'll just tell my brother, you have something more important to do, you're saying?
Well, no. I have another Halloween party here.
Oh, okay. I'll tell my brother you went to another party.
No,
you
tell
want to go to
him that I just didn't have the time to make arrangements to fly there. Tell him next year I'll come with bells.
And that was my fault, and I should have given you more.
Okay. I'm sorry. What, honey?
No, nothing. Nothing. But so I was looking at something. You know, he's playing with that computer stuff. He's flashing lights and buttons and all that, and I'm trying to look up occasionally what he's talking about, and then he goes on another subject. I get lost easy. I told you last time that my wife is out of the wheelchair. Did I mention that to you?
Say what?
I mentioned to you that my wife is out of her wheelchair.
No, that's wonderful.
More of a shock. I've the lesions on the bottom of her feet from being in the wheelchair for, I don't know, 8 months, a year, something, more, I don't know, it seems like forever. She kept the pressure off the balls of her feet, and now they said they've, with the MS and the diabetes, the feet have healed, and they gave her two boots, like on the rocker shoes. So when she steps down, she never puts pressure on the balls of her feet.
Wow,
she starts
nice
walking like 5 minutes a day, because she has to start building up her arm muscles and leg muscles and all that. But after being so long in a wheelchair, now to see my wife walking down a hallway, it's almost surreal. It's kind
yeah
of
Oh, wow. That's good news. Thank you for sharing.
It's It's, you know, truly exciting. 6 months, a year,
it's
whatever
good.
It was.
Wonderful.
I got accepted to the fact that she was going to be in the wheelchair the rest of her life, and that's, you know, we just deal with it. And then, bang, you know, it just turned on her again. So with diabetes, we never know, and the all the stuff she's got. She has about 5 diseases. I don't know what they all are, but it's turned on her right now, so we're going to make as many toy runs and parties as we can do while she got her health.
Although,
I hope she's not hearing right now. I don't think she's going to get her own bike again. I'm thinking that, I could be wrong in that too, but this, that might be too much, I think.
Well, the fact that she's walking is a blessing.
Yes.
You know, I've talked.
I happened to be there the day that they, I was fixing Bill's garage door that came apart. And he was kind of amazed that I actually knew how to do something like that.
If you need something fixed, I'm going to give this guy a plug right now. This guy can fix about anything. My garage door was warped beyond warped. Door, but I have a special, like, pedestrian door cut into it so I can just open that in and out and bring the motorcycle in. My garage door was so messed up that I tried to take it apart and fix it. And when I finished up working on it, it was in worse shape than when I started. Thank God Screwdriver came up with, I don't know, what he put nails here and put adjustments here, and he pinched the bolts under some pressure over here, and he did all. He was in there for an hour and a half, and now the garage door is like brand new. I guarantee it's amazing.
Wow.
The garage door is acting up. Give a call.
I have something that needs to be fixed.
Oh,
yeah, well, yeah, okay. It's your story.
Right.
It's your story now.
Can we talk about that on the air?
Oh, there he goes. He's starting.
You know, Bill, just to interrupt Bill, to interrupt both of you for a second, Bill, you have a request here, and it's from Finland.
Okay.
You want to check this out here?
Okay. Here is, read out loud or what?
Yeah.
Okay. She says, say hello from her, Joanna from Finland, and hope that you are driving like hell, because in Finland, driving time is over, and snow with winter sucks. The west. Ooh. The next time with the bike is April. Hugs from cold Finland. Like I tell her early, like that.
I don't know where he is.
We have 2.5 month riding season. Joanna, listen to me.
Come on.
I'm going to solve all your problems. Move.
To California.
Move somewhere warm. You know, Betsy, I want to say, I don't know how you opinion on this. If you don't want to talk about it, that's okay. But I've been trying to get my wife into smoking that medical marijuana.
She won't
do it. I don't smoke anything. I'm not saying I'm trying to be a nice guy. I don't smoke anything. It's my own personal.
Well,
I smoke cigarettes.
I'm going to be honest with you. For me, I can't smoke marijuana because I'm one of those people that adversely have a bad reaction to it. So maybe your wife is
kind of the same thing. She never tried it.
What's your reverse action or whatever you're talking about?
I just get all freaked out and paranoid. I don't know why, but most people get relaxed and silly and whatnot or whatever. Not me. I'm just the opposite. It affects me differently. So I choose not to smoke it.
You know, the reason I'm saying this was because a year ago, we had to put my wife on methadone. They kept putting the increase in the strength of the prescriptions to the point it was so high.
Oh, my God.
She couldn't take the medicines. The pain from not having the medicine was more painful than diseases. So painful diseases are one thing. Not having the medicine was causing a second pain more than anything. Methadone, she's off right now, but they're constantly increasing the dosage. And I know that in a short time ago, we're going to have to do the methadone all over to break her off those medical drugs. And I'm thinking that marijuana, you know, hell, that can't be addicting. But she's just not interested in it. And never tried it, just doesn't want it. Although she smokes a pack a day of regular cigarettes. So I don't know.
Well, Bill, I can teach you how to load up the cigarette.
Oh, don't do that to her without her knowing.
Oh, no. I would show him how to do it so he can
say
here. Oh, I see. He would try one of these.
Betsy, you don't have to worry about that. After 39 years of marriage.
God love you.
39 years. I'm
You're
afraid
making
of my
it
wife.
Sound like it's so long. You're supposed
oh.
to say it a little more upbeat. You know, like, oh, after 39 years.
I had lots of girlfriends, and she told me that you're not happy. I said, yes, I am. She said, when you give up all of these girlfriends, I had this thing with strippers and blah, blah, blah. She said, when you give up all these girls and you settle down, make a commitment, if we get married, then you'll be happy. So I guess I'm happy now because...
39 long.
Oh, God.
I got him earlier with this with a comment I made earlier, Betsy. And, yeah, if I can find it right here, I'll share it with you. But Bill said, yeah, a lot of guys in California can relate to that one.
Did I mention
39?
Oh, God.
Happy. She tells me I'm happy.
Every day.
Yep.
This is what I got this comment, and I thought it was hilarious, and I put it up. But it says, marriage is like a deck of cards. In the beginning, all you need is two hearts and a diamond. By the end, you wish you had a fucking club and a spade.
Very cute.
Remember Meatloaf,
yeah.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Yes.
The whole song's about we'll be married till the end of time and I'll love you till the end of time.
Yeah.
Remember what the last sentence of that song is?
Praying for the end of time.
End of time. Actually, I can be really bold because my wife's out shopping with her girlfriend, so I know she's not listening.
Yeah,
no,
but
no, I have to say this.
Good for you because I seen her cleaning the gun a couple weeks ago.
True, I would say this. I absolutely would not be here. My lifestyle was too...
Neither one of us.
Yeah, I need stability. I need to know that. Slow down. And actually, my wife's done very good. She critiques all my speeches when I go somewhere. And she's always reminding me, speak to people. Never speak at them.
Right.
Always be humble. I have this twinge of arrogance in me, which I just call self-confidence. She goes, keep that in the back burner. Always speak to the people. And don't ever, ever sound arrogant. So that's been a good advice because I call it self-confidence, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's more arrogance or self-confidence, Betsy? What does it sound like to you?
It sounds like self-confidence to me. I don't necessarily feel arrogance.
Thank you.
When you speak.
I do a lot of events out here, which is...
Well, let me tell you this, Betsy. You go into Bill's shop, okay? Right behind the counter, about a foot and a half up from the counter, the doctorate. It's an actual doctorate. It's like an actual certificate for smoothology.
Smoothology?
Present it to me. I have no. We've been in magazine covers and centerfolds and all this stuff. Nothing is ever displayed, but and I ask people over and over, I'd be glad to participate. Do not give me a plaque or anything. I think I do whatever I'm doing for the cause. The message is more important than the messenger, I've said. But this one thing that was given to me, I don't want to say who was buying all that, but it's something like I kind of honor. It was a nice thought, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah. I do things out here when we have two large motorcycle clubs that are going to war. Sometimes I can act...
It's actually three, Bill.
Well, but with all the ones in Mexico,
right.
too, I do them and all that.
Right.
I do interventions, and I can't...
You act like as a liaison?
I need to hear your side of the story and their side of the story. I need to... Because if you believe you're right and the next person thinks they're right, you'll never work anything out. So there are times I have to go to L.A., drive all the way down to Mexico... Drive to L.A., drive back down to Mexico until I get the full story to everything, and then we can sit down and this is my opinion. I can't tell anybody what to do. In my opinion, to stop the war, whatever you're going to do, this should be done. And sometimes again, I don't think I'm arrogant, but some of these meetings here, I don't know, there's so much strength in the room. People get a little arrogant. Maybe I kind of step up a little bit, but I'm working on that an awful lot, so.
Well,
if any problem,
I'll
let a club, give me a call. I'll be on my way. No problem at all.
It's actually quite admirable.
You got to do what you can do. And if I can stop the violence and truly, if I can save one person's life or and our problems out here in California, if I can save a lot of people's lives and I don't do something about it, I'm an asshole. So, you know.
We've buried enough friends this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone to like 10, 11 funerals. It's getting, I can't. Now, I want to be very clear to you, too, that if there's a killing, that would make me accessory after the fact. So I cannot do anything like that, and I will not jeopardize my family and all that. But if it's not a killing, stabbing or whatever, physical damage, I can deal with all that, and I can resolve that. I have to stay away from the killing because I could be drawn in accessory after the fact and all that crap. But I think that if you could do something to help somebody, not just the motorcycle world, whatever it is, and you don't do it, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to... Betsy, we're going to take a break for a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song, so you'll like this song. I'm not going to
say
what it is. You'll like it.
And we got that girl coming in right after.
Right.
I actually got to put food away, too. I came in from shopping, and I called you right away. So while you play the song, I'm going to get my groceries put away.
I didn't get no dinner tonight.
Yeah, me either.
Wow.
Well, I apologize for that.
Hey, bro, could we stop by for lunch or dinner?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you know what? Good song like that. And it's now after 7 o'clock. This is the power hour.
Absolutely.
I'm charged up again. I need
Absolutely.
A little the music going. And we got a caller on the line. Who's our caller, Screwdriver?
Hello,
hey,
Michelle.
Michelle Renee on the Rock to Stop Violence team.
And you got the whole team there with you?
We're here. Yeah.
Michelle, you have a program you just said, Stop Rock to Stop the Violence. I'm going to ask you, give us the sales pitch about what's going on and why should people help you, and just give us a sales pitch, okay? Then we'll talk about the event.
Well, Rock to Stop Violence was actually started 3 years ago, and it was created after my daughter and I survived a really horrific kidnapping and home invasion hostage situation. And really coming out of that situation, I felt like it was my job to, you know, do something really positive with the experience and show my daughter and other people that when something really horrific and challenging happens, you can really turn it around, tap into the things that you love, and do something great. And I love music. I love rock and roll. I love reaching out and helping other people and inspiring other people. So I started Rock to Stop Violence. And the other thing that I love is bikes, is Harleys and motorcycles and, you know, just really bringing people together in a fun way to talk about an issue that is one that is serious, and that is the issue of violence that's happening in communities all over our country, all over the world, everything from bullying to domestic violence to, you know, homicide and rape and assault, and I could go on and on and on. The issue of violence is just really you know, tearing the fabric of so many communities apart. And, you know, I just felt like it was my job and a gift for me to come forward and start this organization and do something positive.
Michelle, you sound like a nice girl. If only we can get you out of your shell. If only get you a bit more responsible. If only get you to say what you really mean. It's so sad you're so shy and quiet, little girl.
I know. I'm so shy, Bill. You've really helped me to come out of my shell just a little bit. It's all your fault, Bill.
Yeah, he has that effect on women.
Tell us a little bit about the ride itself. What's going to go? What's happening? And just a little sales pitch about that, too, before we start talking more details about it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, the Rock to Stop Violence, I'm going to let my buddy Lyell, he's Lyell Fleming, he is on our board of directors, and he helps with all of our events, so I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about that.
Hey, Bill and Phil and Bill, how you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, buddy, welcome to the show.
Thank
Give
you.
Us a sales
Thank
pitch.
You.
Tell us what's happening. Why should we go to this Rock to Stop Violence? And where's it going to be at?
Well, you guys should go because it's going to be a lot of fun. All of our events are a lot of fun. But this one in particular is going to be a real lot of fun. What we're doing is we have two different stations where people are going to be staying or starting off. The first one is going to be up in Oceanside at
Kennedy.
The Kennedy's Custom Cycles up in Oceanside. And it's going to be starting there and then driving. Everyone's going to drive down to Froggy's in PD. And the other one's going to be down at Sweetwater. And those guys are going to be driving, again, from Sweetwater all the way up north to PB and of course, stopping off at the Froggy's Bar and Grill.
You know, if I interrupt you for a second, I'm always proud to say that Sweetwater Harley-Davidson down there in National City is the only authorized dealership I know of in America where a mother and daughter own and run the dealership. I think that's pretty classy.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I heard they're hot, too, Phil.
Hey, they're mine.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. Maybe you're married. I'm sorry.
They're really cool. They're really, really, really cool ladies down there. And, you know, I felt a connection when I went down there with you, Bill, to meet them and for the Freedom Run down there. And that was really, really amazing. And it was great to know that there's, you know, mothers and daughters out there that are in a business that's, you know, typically dominated by men. And my daughter and I are kind of in this together since the kidnapping, and she runs, you know, kind of brings the youth element into our organization and is our youth advisor. So I felt a really cool connection with them. It's nice to be involved with them and definitely with your place up in Oceanside, Kennedy's Custom Cycles. I was just there today. I love, love, love it there.
You know, I want to say this quickly. We were at that event for that with the politicos. A lady came up to me and she said, I understand you're Mr. Kennedy. I said, yes. She said, my daughter works here at Sweetwater Harley-Davidson. I said, oh, good. What does she do? And I got to say, for a second, I was thinking receptionist or something. She goes, my daughter graduated from MMI school. She's a full Harley mechanic. Nobody in the West Coast would give this girl a chance. At Sweetwater Harley-Davidson, they said, if you're qualified, you're going to have the job. She's been there for several months now. I heard she's doing a good job. Nobody would hire her being stereotypical a girl mechanic. This girl came with the right credibility, and now she's working. That shows kind of class.
Yeah, that's amazing. That shows class, and that shows a lot of heart, too.
That's why they're part of the Rockstar Stuff.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about. You know, you've got to have heart, and, you know, we want to align ourselves with people just like that. So it's so cool.
Can you tell us a little bit about your sponsorship? Some of the people that are sponsors, I always like to give them their kudos.
Oh, we got to give everybody a shout out about that. Froggy's Bar and Grill, the owner down there, Billy, he's been phenomenal. They're putting out some street tacos for everybody, a buffet. We're going to be pouring Froggy's Pale Ale and some wine out there. We've got some great giveaways, and Kennedy's Custom Cycles has this. I mean, you've been amazing, and you're one of our wonderful sponsors, and you've donated a great helmet that's a fantastic helmet with the American flag on it that you've donated for our raffle, so we're excited about that. We've got just really good community partners out there, Rady Children's Hospital, Chadwick Center. We've partnered up with House of Blues and so many other really great sponsors. Some rock and roll artwork and photography is going to be there at this event, just like all of our events. And then Blueprint Models has just been fantastic, too. They're one of our biggest partners, and they're going to have some awesome, hot, rockin' models out there at this event as well.
Michelle, Screwdriver wants to ask you something. Jump in.
Michelle, this is
yeah.
Screwdriver. If you could, did you look at the website for the radio page?
Yeah, we're on it right now. Oh, you mean for Bikers of America, the Blog Talk Radio?
Right.
Yeah,
down there, you'll see where it says Countermeasures Division.
Send
me an email with the flyer, and I'll put
okay.
it on the blog for you.
Oh,
right now,
thank you.
Right now, we're getting 45,000 to 50,000 hits a day.
That's awesome. We're going to post it right. And we're online. We just posted Blog Talk Radio that we're going to be on all over Facebook and everything tonight, too. So we're definitely blowing it up, and we're going to send that to you on the website right now.
Okay.
This is Bill Kennedy again. I want to tell you, I'm already getting some complaints. This may be your fault. They don't think the parking lot's big enough for the many motorcycles.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You going to squeeze them in?
Talk to Billy about that, and there's parking right in the front. It's actually 15-minute parking, but he's never had any issues. So what they're going to do is actually just put all the bikes right in front of the restaurant, which is never done. They're going to put them right in front, showcase front and center, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. Plus, there's a parking lot right next door, which we really don't want to put them all there because it's a little bit out of the way, even though it's, like, right next door. But there is overflow. And
the business next door?
Right in front of Froggy's is on Turquoise. Across street is Cass and Turquoise.
We're blocking off with cones on both sides of the street just for the bike.
You know, if I can, are there next-door neighbors next to Froggy's? Other businesses?
There is. In fact,
we might let them know what's going on so they don't get their noses out of shape. So just because one event like that, if we take any of your spaces, if you get overflow, we apologize. It's a charity thing. But let those people, neighbors, know in advance. Everybody's much more positive, I find out.
Yeah, the French Gourmet, we've told them about it, and they're actually in partnership with Fine Magazine, who's one of our partners as well. And the other people over on the other side of them is that it's the New Orleans place where they have great food and bands and everything. It's a brand new owner, and we've actually asked and invited them to be a part of this event because it's a brand new owner, and they want to bring awareness to their restaurant and their space as well. So we've kind of, you know, warmed up to them and invited them to be a part of it as well so that they would even be more supportive and understanding of the situation that day. But, you know, definitely on the top of the list was where are we going to park the bikes, and we want them right out front. We're going to be having some, you know, just a DJ there, DJ Noel. We're going to have great music out there.
DJ
so,
Noel!
Yeah. We just want everybody to come out and have a great time and, you know, obviously thinking about where everybody's going to park and having an amazing time. with great people, and the cause is what is the heart of what we do, and that cause is to bring awareness to, you know, survivors of violence and abuse and making sure that people know that there is help and there is hope available for them all over the community. So we're going to have the victim witness program there from the DA's office, as well as Brady Children's Hospital, Chadwick Center for Children and Families. They'll be there with some information. And we're going to have a booth there for stuff for sale, merchandise for sale, too. So it's going to be fantastic.
I want to point out to you that you have a radio spot coming up with KCEO AM 1000 out of San Diego with Steve Becker. And I want you to understand that you're probably going to be a much more limited conversation with him because of the airtime and all that. So when you talk to Steve, get all the highlights out and condense it, because he can probably only give you whatever time he can give you on the show. So you won't have this much time. So I didn't want you to get too disappointed, okay?
I will not. And we'll also be on NBC. Monday morning we'll be on NBC, Channel 739 on TV on the news Monday morning as well. So tune in Tuesday morning on the radio station you just mentioned. I always forget what it is. It's
KCEO AM 1000 here.
AM 1000.
Be nice helping us with our motorcycle activities.
Yeah, at 8:40, and then at 6 o'clock, if anybody's awake at that time, for NBC 739 Monday.
And you know, as a personal favor, I'd be glad to help you with that if it's 6 o'clock at night, but there's not a chance in this world.
Yeah, I won't be coming to wake you up for that one.
Thank you for that. No, our friendship will grow.
And for the last 16 years, I've been trying to get Bill to come down and watch how we launch a ship. And usually they're at between 7 and 10 in the morning. Forget it. You'll never get them out of bed.
Screwdriver builds those giant ships that the Navy has, the big La Bamba Grandes. And the launching is impressive, but so is my sleep. If they just do it at nighttime, we can make a club or two, but they don't. They do it in the morning, and it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Tell us how many people are in your little group there.
Yeah, we've got our little meeting tonight, so it's really perfect timing to be on and have everybody a part of this. We've got Chrissy here, and we've got Michael and Lydell and Shelley, and so we're hanging out, making sure that we're, you know, all on the same page, all the details, getting it all together. And everybody that wants to register or donate, make sure you go to rocktostop.org.
Good. Why don't you put everybody at the little meeting on for a second or two? Just everybody speak to us about the event. I want to get everybody on the air we can, okay?
Okay,
tell us who they are and why they're doing this.
Next up is Michael.
Hey, how's it going? AKA Toasty Man.
Toasty Man.
You out there today at your shop, and you have probably the most bikes I've ever seen, the most phenomenal display of bikes. I took a picture of my new bike. You told me it's not my midlife crisis, but I told my wife four guys beat me down and I had to buy it. So definitely get one.
Where we say it's easy to make
forgiveness. It's phenomenal, and it's going to be an incredible event, and we're so glad to have you on board. I mean, you're just, you know, support, like, you know, from you guys is incredible.
Yeah, next up is Chrissy, and we're really excited. She's actually involved in kicking off Rock to Stop Violence up in L.A., and what we're going to be doing in 2011 and bringing our events and Rock to Stop Violence up to L.A. and growing our organization and our message out to different cities. So this is Chrissy. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. I'm really, really excited to be a part of this. It's just something that is really, really close to my heart. And, you know, Rock to Stop the Violence is a great organization with a great cause. And, you know, I just hope everybody gets on board. We appreciate your guys' support. We appreciate everybody out there that is involved in any way, shape, or form, you know, via just coming to our events, sponsors, everybody. We appreciate everybody involved because it really does benefit an amazing cause.
Okay, well, this is Screwdriver. I understand this is going to be on October 30th. So
Wait. Do we cut anybody out? Did everybody get to speak?
Nope, we've got Shelley.
Come on,
okay,
one more person.
Okay, so
you're awful pushy.
No,
the person's trying to talk. Let the person talk. You're awful pushy, mister.
What I was going to say was I was going to let him come back on next Thursday, Bill, and they can do it again.
Would you like to do that next week, guys?
Lift their arm.
There we go. Let me speak to the last person, please.
Okay, it's Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
So thanks, guys, for letting us on the air and supporting our cause. We look forward to all these future events and our time again. Thanks so much for offering next Thursday, too.
All right.
No problem.
Do we have more things we've got to bring in?
It's the last word. He's our rock star.
Oh, please go. Yes.
Hey, it's Lydell.
Hey, Lydell. That voice.
I just got one thing to say. Facebook.com/rock2stopviolent.
Got that dramatic to him, you know?
Yes.
Rock to stop violent.
He's so dramatic. He's our guy. He goes like, when he uses that voice, we always look at him and go, hey, lady.
Oh. What if I can't make your event? Can I still send some money or something to your event?
Yes. You know, if you go to our website, rocktostop.org, you're able to donate. You're able to any contact information that you need, where you want to mail a check to. If you just want to mail us, you know, a letter that tells us your story or how we've helped you and do a testimonial. It is, you know, we do want contributions so that we can continue doing what we're doing and giving back to these treatment centers that help children and families. But we also want to hear stories of survivors, too, so that we can share those and continue to spread the message of positive change in the lives of survivors. And that's really what it's all about in the heart of it for me. But
motorcycles,
you can send donations.
Right?
Huh? Say it again.
We said it's open to all motorcycles, is that correct? Yamaha, Kawasaki, Suzuki, come in your car,
yeah.
Your boat, your skateboard, we don't care how you get there, right?
You know what?
We don't discriminate.
There's a song I'm thinking of. It says, I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. That's kind of our theme song.
You don't have to have a motorcycle.
Can I ask you guys, we have somebody back in Massachusetts that wants to talk to you for a second or two. Would you mind taking a question or two from them?
Hey, I'm from Boston. Bring it on.
Well, there we go. Do you want to hook Betsy up
then?
Betsy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Still from San Diego. The program Rock the Stock Violence. You want
to
ask any questions about the program?
You for doing that and starting that, because I think there are more people that have been affected by this than admit to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stigma and a lot of shame
exactly.
that is related to people that survive violence and abuse, and we're really about breaking the stigma and the silence, absolutely.
Right, that's good because, you know, there's nothing worse than like a battered person syndrome, you know what I mean? And the person feels like it's all their fault and they brought this on themselves. You know, and it's tough to break free from that. So I really commend you. And I think it's great that you've involved these other organizations and will have them there to be present. I wish I was closer. Or maybe you branch out a little more. We can talk about bringing it to Boston. But I do want you to Phil, hook her up so she can get me the information and I'll put it out there too.
Yes, she's gonna. As soon as she sends me the email, Betsy, I'll CC you a copy of it.
Awesome, thank you.
And you know
contact
what,
information,
we're
the flyer, everything. I'll make sure you get a copy of it.
Awesome.
Take
and
a shot. What you need
to
understand is right now you're on in Finland, you're on in New York,
Mexico City,
you're on in Mexico City, you're on in Boston,
London.
You're all over the world.
Colorado, blah 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 blah.
I'm so excited. We love our global community of people that we're reaching out to, and we're going to be in Chicago in April. We're definitely branching out, looking into Las Vegas. She's about the third person very recently that's mentioned Boston. What a homecoming that would be for me to bring Rock to Stop Violence to Boston, to my hometown, would be an incredible, incredible honor for me.
I'm
almost positive she can get that going for you.
Ladies, don't forget that Big Bill's from South Boston, so never forget that.
I won't forget it. Then we have to get back there together and pull this off, Bill. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, step two. Do we have another caller coming in?
No, we did. I think he might have had to go, Bill.
Okay.
I can try and get him back.
Yeah, because I think the ladies like to hear about him. going to talk to you a second or two, ladies, and we're going to have this caller. I hope he comes back on here. He owns a motorcycle shop, but in this world, there are people that can put together bolt-on motorcycles, and there are people that can breathe into metal and create life. So that takes you where this man's level is. He's beyond normal. We're trying to get him back on the air and talk about his shop. He's, wow, this guy's amazing, but we've lost him somewhere in the connection.
Can I ask you a question, Bill?
Yes, dear.
I want to hear from you. Why you wanted to, you know, what attracted you to get involved with Rock to Stop Violence and be a part of it, and why it's important for you?
Screwdriver and I work collectively on a dozen charities a year. If we feel that this is a good organization, we are there 100%. But you're asking me personally why? Would you like me to tell you?
I would.
Then let me share this with you. I am so tired. I am hurt. I'm devastated.
Perfect. Thank you.
About this, the aspect domestic violence, like an octopus with many tentacles, the tentacle domestic violence. This is the part that it's bad. I think it is wrong for a man to work all day and come home and get beat up by his wife. If something is wrong with this domestic violence, just stop this.
Everybody's choking.
Okay, on that one, Bill.
Oh, my gosh, you're too much.
Hey, Bill, we laugh, but you know what? That's a serious situation that actually happens.
It does happen.
That's a stigma. That's a stigma that men don't want to come out and say, hey, I've been abused, and that needs to stop also.
It's true. You know, people, when we're talking about violence and abuse, it's violent behavior in general. And I, you know, that doesn't have, you know, it's violence and violent behavior is not prejudiced.
It's
to any,
not gender
to,
specific.
You know, sex or color or anything like that. There are many men and women and people out there that are displaying violent behavior that are ruining people's lives, that are, you know, really damaging people psychologically and causing them so much mental anguish. And you know, we really take a look at all of those things when it comes to bullying. How many girls do you hear about that are involved in bullying at schools and violently, you know, attacking other girls? I mean, it's just, it's rampant. And you're right, we do need to do something about it. And I'm glad that you brought humor to it, because part of our events, we want to bring fun and music, art and fashion and the rock and roll lifestyle to an issue that really is important. But we want people to understand that you can have a good time, you can enjoy life, you can heal, and there's hope, and you can have fun, and you can enjoy yourself and still make an amazing difference. That's the whole point.
We're against violence, people against people. We're against all forms of violence.
Exactly.
Emotional, physical,
right.
Mental, et cetera, et cetera. Violence, and it's not healthy. So that's where
it's
we're
just not healthy. Yeah, it doesn't help anybody. And, you know, it just, and the invisible wounds that people don't consider, you know, when they've been a victim of violence and abuse, and even children that witness that in a home, and what is happening to them on an emotional and psychological level, and how that is just like a cancer to our society. You know, truly, we are against all forms of violence and 100% advocates for nonviolence.
And it's sad, the fact that I do actually have degrees hidden around here, but I spent 6 years counseling, and I would see many young girls come in here with a man that's abusing them, and we do a history of the family, how the father treated the mother is how the daughter, that's the type of guy the daughter goes for. History repeats itself over and over and over. We have to break this from the core to realize all, somebody kicking a cat, kicking a dog, all violence is just wrong.
It doesn't show that you're a strong person.
You have to use violence. It shows you're a weak person. If you are strong, then you don't have to. You don't need violence. If you want to try and intimidate someone, try some intellectual. Read a book. You using
Absolutely.
Physical force on somebody, man, woman, cat, dog, whatever. I'm against all that. That's why Screwdriver and I applaud very much what you're doing. We applaud
thank
very much
you.
Your work, like what Betsy's doing out there in Massachusetts.
Thank you. And guess what? I'm getting a vision. I'm seeing Bill up on stage with a microphone at a Rock to Stop Violence event saying all that stuff. I just see
well,
you
I'm
up
a
there.
Little shy, but if you coax me, perhaps I can.
We'll give you a free drink.
Usually like 20-foot stages and lights and all that, but, you know, cameras, lots of cameras, but, you know, I'm a little shy.
Lots of cameras. The more flashes of the camera, the better. I could see you up there just hamming it up.
You know, I got to tell you in...
Tell them. Here, Bill's got a good story about a friend of ours. He has a band. It's called Attica 7. They asked Bill to be the MC.
Wow.
There you go.
My style of music
That's
is
awesome.
Jazz. And it's R&B. I'm going to tell you right now. But we have some friends of ours in a band, Attica 7, and
we're
they
look
are
them up.
Heavy metals. I'm talking serious heavy metal. I do a lot of different MCs, a little bit of everything. I MC a lot because I can neither sing nor dance or play an instrument. So friends always say, Bill, be our MC. I went to this show. Everybody in the room was under 25. They asked me to MC, and I said, Bill, I told everybody, I can't do it. I don't think this is the right audience. I said, Bill, go out and have some fun. I put earphones in my ears, earplugs, excuse me. I put a headband on like a lowrider to hide the earplugs. I went out on stage. I had the people in the room going crazy. If ever there's a niche, it's MC. If ever there's not a niche, it's me playing an instrument or singing. I'm going to brag right now, I've been on stage with the Doobie Brothers. I've been on stage with ZZ Top. They've
wow.
all said, please don't sing, Bill. Please don't sing. Just speak, Bill. I want to sing. I think everybody that wants to sing should sing. Whether or not you can or can't, it doesn't matter. I tell my critics, just because you do not have the skills to appreciate my music, I'm not going to be held back from this. I tell everybody, sing if you want to sing. But I hit bad notes going up and down, so there's no pitch corrector out there for me yet. But I'm always on stage.
You know what?
I love
sing if you want to sing, dance if you want to dance, and that's kind of that's a great message to survivors of violence and abuse. You know what? Sing if you want to sing. Dance if you want to dance. Choose to shine. Choose to break away from all of that kind of negative influence in your life. And dance and sing. You know what I mean? This is it. You know, make the best.
You know,
Michelle, everybody, we've got another call that wants to join us.
Yes,
so hang in there, everybody.
Yes, since you guys said you had a love of motorcycles, we're going to introduce you to a real close friend of ours. And I'm going to bring him in right now, so give me a minute to talk to him, and then you guys can ask questions if you want.
And I'll get him talking about the run. Is this our good friend?
Hello, T-Rod.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, how are you
doing?
We're
doing fine,
hey,
today. We've got a lot of people on the air. I was speaking about you earlier. Did you hear me give you any praise at all?
What's that?
Did you hear me talking about you before you came on?
No, I didn't. Well, you're saying good things, because if you did, I'd be surprised.
I'm trying to think now. I got to get out. No, I was actually stating that your motorcycle shop up there, Illusion Motorcycles, there are people in other shops that bolt on objects, whereas you breathe life into metal, and you create masterpieces. I've given you one of the best compliments I can give you. I believe that your shop is on the cutting edge. I believe you and your partner, Rusty, I think you are making museum pieces. You also make motorcycles for the general public, but I appreciate the fact that you are a third-generation craftsman. Is that correct, sir?
And I've seen him in action.
Third-generation fabricator.
Third-generation.
And I've seen him in action, Bill. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Wow. Well, you know,
your grandfather, what type of vehicles were they building because you're a third generation? You're on motorcycles. They building when they were in their heyday?
Formula One? Yeah, I'm like the black sheep of the family because most of my family is car guys and they're all Formula One guys. And, you know, they won championships in Formula One and I turned into motorcycles because I was kind of like the rebel in the family, you know, and made a business out of it. But I've been fortunate to have a good father that taught me the trade, you know?
Now, I've seen you have some of your grandfather's tools in your shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have some of my grandfather's.
From the family with you at all times in spirit and in the tools.
That's awesome.
I use some of those old tools every day, you know?
Wow.
Now, brother, you got a little event coming up here next month. Is that correct, on the 21st?
Yeah, we have our open house.
Tell us what's going on about that a little bit. Who's coming down, or you know, give us a sales pitch.
Well, we're having a. We just got done building a bike for Sons of Anarchy. That's going to be auctioned off by Barrett Jackson. Barrett Jackson agreed to do the auctioning on this bike, and all the proceeds are going to the Wounded Veterans Foundation. So it's actually a job that we did for Four Sons. But
that,
it's actually
D-Roy, is that the Barrett Jackson auction in Las Vegas or something? Where's that?
It's probably going to be in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great organization that you're supporting too. The giving back to the wounded vets, you know, coming back from, you know, so much that they've gone through and being a part of, you know, violent war and coming back and needing so much support. So I really commend you for, you know, supporting such a great organization with that. Definitely.
Thanks. You know what? I echo
that as well.
I don't think nobody does or has done enough for
True.
Our veterans.
That first group of people were talking to you from San Diego.
But I can't imagine.
Talking to you from Boston. When, you're getting quite a big crew listening to you tonight.
Well, you know what? It's like this, man. Think about it. In the morning you get up, you want to go get a cup of Starbucks and jump in your car and turn on the AC and listen to some tunes. It's like I've never been in a war, but I've been in situations where all of that was deprived from me. And people take all that for granted, you know. And to be able to have to get up in your bed and have your chick next to you or your dog at your feet, and when you're in a war, man, all that stuff is gone, and you got people that try to kill you on top of that. So I don't think anybody's ever done enough for the veterans.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been there myself, like I said, but I don't think nobody does enough for them. So when we got contacted with this organization, we jumped right on it. We were honored to do something like that, you know.
And you built a complete motorcycle for it to be auctioned off, correct? And
yes,
can they
sir.
Go
yeah,
online and see your motorcycle?
The whole bike
was filmed. We're online on your website right now, checking it out. Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing.
I don't normally say this, yeah. But I like evil. It's a bike that you have to sell.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
Bill, send me links.
I have sent you the links, but I'll send
you
again.
Oh, yeah, no, I did put those out, but the last flyer didn't come through.
Okay. Well,
amazing.
That's only because you got an inch of it.
I mean, you're
that was it. I got the top.
Here are you following this. You're talking to people from Boston. You're talking to people from San Diego. All these people listening. What you're a motorcycle shop that's taking the time to do something for the community. We compliment you on that. We commend you on that. How did they contact you, or how did you get involved in this from the beginning? Can you tell us, brother?
Well, what happened was Kurt Sutter actually became pen pals with K.O., Rusty's wife.
And he's
who
is Kurt, please? I know who he is, but tell the rest of the audience, please.
Yeah, well, Kurt Sutter is the producer of Sons of Anarchy, and he also plays the guy that's in prison. They got his eyeball gouged out last season, you know?
Yeah,
he's actually the producer playing that role. But anyways, he contacted KO and they became pen pals on the computer. And he approached us, Rusty and I, after he already had it approved by Fox. So it was kind of cool because we've been approached by a lot of different groups and reality TV shows and everything. But a lot of that stuff falls short. You know, they say that they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and then stops right there. But what Kurt did is he actually got it approved by FX, and he actually contacted us after he pretty much had an okay to write a check. So that really got everything going right away, and buying all the parts and getting everything ready. And the whole bike build was filmed by FX, and it's going to be on the Sons of Anarchy Season 3 DVD. When you buy the DVD kit, at the end of the DVD pack, there's going to be a whole bike built on DVDs. You're going to see us build the actual bike and go through the process of powder coat, chroming, assembling all the parts, the fabrication. So it's kind of cool because it'll help you realize how much work went into this bike, you know?
That's amazing.
T-Rod, is this a little reality show you're talking about? Do you think this could spin off into something? Or
they were filming Sunday.
Screwdriver said you were filming last Sunday.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we already did a sizzle reel from the shop for another company that's, that was the creator of the very first reality TV shows with MTV back in the day. And they saw us work with the cameras and everything. They saw how well we interacted with the crew, that they filmed their own reel, and they're going to pitch it to the network. So hopefully with these people, we can actually land an actual reality TV show.
Wow.
See, Rod, you know, this is kind of important, and I hate to infringe upon you as a buddy and all that, but if you need extra actors, I could play your grandfather or Rusty's grandfather on the show.
I can play your older brother.
Believe me, if we do end up landing the show, it's going to be not just about the shop, but it's going to involve our personal lives, too. Like, it's going to follow Rusty around with the band when they're on tour, and then the rehearsal. Follow me out to the racetrack for Speedway. And
T-Rod, can I stop you there for a second? This is kind of important.
Yeah.
What if you get injured racing? I'm serious
about
this.
Well, they're going to film that too.
I mean, you know, again, you're not just bolting on, you're doing hands-on. Have you ever given any thought that you could be injured doing all this racing? Or just balls
well,
to the
wall?
What do
you
do?
I've gotten injured before, and I've been going to work. I broke my collarbone and dislocated my shoulder, and the next day I was back at work with a sling, you know? So,
you tell the people what type of racing you're doing right now at this time?
What's that?
Can you tell us, the audience here, what type of racing are you doing now?
Well, this is where it's going to get fun, because I'm racing Speedway right now.
Yep.
But actually, I'm building a Speedway bike with a Harley motor, and now I'm building a sidecar with a Harley motor. I got a full-blown race chassis that we're building at the shop right now with an Evo motor that we're going to be competing against the Kawasaki 1000 sidecars out there.
Now, is that with monkeys, or is
that
just single riders? You're right. Will you be having a monkey, or you'll be using just single riders when you build the sidecar?
Well, no, there's a rider and there's what's called a swinger.
No, I thought it was called a monkey. Sorry.
Swinger
drags on the dirt. You know, he drags his whole body pretty much on the dirt at every corner.
Yeah, some reason I thought that was all called a monkey, but that's why I'm not a racer, I guess.
Well, they don't like to be called monkeys. They'd rather be called swingers. I mean, I personally don't care. I call him the guy that hangs off
the guy that's
side,
dragging
you know?
His ass.
The guy that you're dragging around.
Yeah, I'm putting my voice right now because we've been working like 14, 15-hour days because we're trying to have the sidecar, the Speedway bike's ready. We're trying to have the sidecar and a rolling chassis for our open house so all our friends can see what we're going to be racing next season, you know?
Yeah, I want to make sure that we have the group from San Diego has been listening to you. They have a program called Rock to Stop the Violence. Now, these are people that are reaching out there trying to tell people stop being bullied, people stand up for their rights, work together, stop bullying students in school, domestic violence and all that. You and I know each other's lifestyle. You have not had an easy life. You've had a quite interesting life. All these people in San Diego putting this ride on Rock to Stop Violence. What do you think about that, guy?
I think that's great, man, because you know what? There's too much of all that going on, you know? And I've been part of you know, I was attacked on the 241 toll road by two guys that beat me almost half to death, and I ended up taking out my knife and killing one of them. And, you know, injuring the other one pretty bad. And very unfortunate thing, I was looking at life in prison because I was in a situation at the time where I was with a motorcycle club, and they thought it was a gang situation, but it was actually self-defense. So, you know what? Anything that can be done to avoid those kind of things, I'm for, you know?
Michelle, you want to ask any questions about that to T-Rod?
You know, T-Rod, I just want to say from the entire Rock to Stop Violence team, we just want to tell you nothing but love for you. We love what you're doing up there. We would love to have you as part of Rock to Stop Violence and have you come down to San Diego and be a part of what we're doing. And, you know, it's interesting you just shared that story because you were, I don't know if you're on the line or listening, but Rock to Stop Violence was started when my daughter and I were attacked via home invasion by three gang members. And it was a really horrific kidnapping and hostage situation. And coming out of all of that and wanting to do something great with music and art and fashion, all rock and roll related and motorcycles and the whole lifestyle, just to do something that raises awareness in a really great and fun way with things that I love. It started when I met a guy that was attacked exactly the way you just described. And I started this because I wanted to raise money to help him pay for his medical bill. And he was attacked by two guys. Just like that, it was in self-defense. They beat him almost half to death with a pole. And when that happened, and I heard his story, and I met him, and I met his parents, and I haven't had an easy life either. I ran away at 15 because of a violent situation. So my life, you know, has been really sprinkled with stuff like that. I feel like I was prepared in a way to do what I'm doing right now to bring that message of nonviolence and let people know that they don't have to stay stuck there. And it's interesting to meet you, you know, on the radio show tonight and know that Rock to Stop Violence started because we wanted to raise money for someone just like you to help him with his medical bill. So I just want to send you nothing but love from the whole Rock to Stop Violence team.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you so much. You know, thank you so much. And when you guys do a bike show, I'll bring some bikes down and help support, you know.
All right.
That's what I wanted to know. What bike are you going to bring down here, big guy?
I'll bring the race bikes. I'll bring the choppers. I'll bring whatever you guys want, man. Whatever I can haul out there, you know?
Come down October 30th.
October 30th. We want
October
you to be part
30th?
Of it. Yeah.
Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Oh, is that? Oh, really? Is that soon, huh? Is it a ride or a ride and a bike show?
You know what we're going to do, T-Rod? They're going to be spanning up in Orange County in L.A. in the second year. We're going to try to get you involved. And I wanted to say quickly, I work with, again, many, many organizations. I work with the Bikers Against Diabetes and T-Rod and his partner, Rusty. They come down and they put these, I can't say show bikes. That doesn't describe them. Bikes out of this world. They take their time, their earth to come down and help us. So T-Rod's been very helpful. But I know because of his time constraints, he's kind of going to be tight for next week. But next year, maybe we get you, T-Rod. What do you say?
Yeah, I will definitely be there. Wherever you are, I'll bring some bikes and set up a display.
Well, we'll be up in L.A. too doing a concert, a really, really nice concert at House of Blues or a really cool venue like that coming up in 2011. So we'll stay in touch and make sure that you know when we're, you know, coming up in towards L.A. and some events that we've got going on next year. And definitely the bike run we're going to be doing again with Bill next year and just get you involved and would love to have you share your story maybe with the people that we're reaching out to and just get a really positive message. That's to us, that's the heart of everything we do.
Definitely. If you guys want, you guys can call me at the shop line tomorrow and I will give you my personal cell phone number or Bill can give you guys my number and you guys contact me and anything you need, I'll be glad to help.
Ladies, can everybody listen to me? You're speaking, everybody that's out there in San Diego, you Betsy, you're speaking to one of the premier ultra bike builders in the world. And does he sound humble or does he sound humble?
Humble, yes.
Humble. I'm just a lucky guy that gets to do what he loves. That's all.
That's how I feel about Rock to Stop Violence. I'm a lucky girl to get to do exactly what I love and help to change people's lives. It is really my joy.
Beautiful. I'll be glad to help any way I can, ladies.
You know, T-Rod, I didn't mean to call you a parachute with this. I know you are a personal person. In fact, I'm amazed that we got this much conversation out of you. It's amazing. But I know you can appreciate these people are doing stuff from their heart. And thank you for sharing your story. I did want to share anything with you, but if you felt compelled to share it, I guess it's okay. What are we going to do now? We got the people in San Diego. They're going to come on next week too, right?
Yes.
T-Rod, when do we got you scheduled to come on again, or I won't see you again until the party in November. Is that correct? Yeah, anything going between now and November at your place?
Thank God project. But we will be ready for you in November, man. You just come on down, bring everybody you want, and
what's
we'll have
the
some
date
food.
In November?
And I think Rusty's band's going to play, so it's going to be a good time.
Can I tell
you
something
about... Can you tell us the date, please, in November?
You know what? I don't know the date. That's so funny because...
First.
It's November 21st.
All this work.
But all you have to do is show up. Don't worry about it, brother.
Yeah. But it's November 21st, and it's
Sunday.
Sunday, and it's going to be from 10 to 4, I understand, on the flyer.
Can I share something with you guys? The 21st
sure.
of November is the 10-year anniversary of the kidnapping that happened to me and my daughter that started all of this. That is literally the anniversary of... why all of this began.
Wow,
yeah.
How ironic.
Yeah, so I'd love to be a part of what you're doing up there. My story is a book and a movie, and, you know, I'd love to come up there and donate whatever I can, my time, and just be a part of that and come and support you and what you're doing up there. What a beautiful way for me to spend an anniversary that I now celebrate that day because it's kind of my second birthday. I was born into this whole new life of just amazing people and amazing purpose, and so I kind of celebrate it like it's a birthday for me, a second birthday, and it's the anniversary. I'd love to be doing something amazing and being up there with you guys. If that would be cool with you.
Well, if you
come on out, we'll love to have you. You know, we'll love to spend that day with you.
All right, I'll call you.
Actually, that'll be one of the days that I get Bill up early so you guys can follow us up there.
Okay, deal.
Too early.
Just leave your mask, your night mask on, Bill, and we'll carry you out to the car and stick you in the car and drive your butt up there.
And I just ride up the night before because the T-Rod, everybody knows, I ride all night. Just that getting up kind of rough, so, you know. Every time we go, you always have, well, unique celebrities, VIPs, whatever you want to call them. Do you know at this date if you have anybody special coming to your party? I know a lot of guys just stop by. I won't say the names and all that, but do you know if anybody special is coming in?
Yeah, we've
for your grand opening?
Invited some of the cast members of Sons, so we're hoping they'll show up. You know, they're on a busy shooting schedule, too, but they know they're welcome to show up anytime they want, so they might show up.
Yeah. Michelle, do you want to meet any of the Sons of Anarchy? They might be up there, he's saying.
You know what? My biggest goal of that day is to meet T-Rod. I'm excited. He is the rock star to me, and I want to come up there and give you the biggest hug and be a part of what you're doing. Everything else to me is just going to be gravy. Gravy.
Right on, you guys.
Hey, I got one thing to say.
Please step in.
Road trip. The Rock to Stop Violence team is going, all right, road trip on the 20th.
Okay. I want to let you guys know that right now, we're on in Finland, Mexico City, England,
Boston,
New York, California. Basically, the list is, like, tremendous here.
Yeah, we don't forget Mexico City. Mexico City, we have a few down there. So the message you're giving out to people, are they being told by other people?
I got to tell you one thing is we went up 3,000 people since we started talking about this.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What a great night. This has been a really great night for us, a blessing for Rock to Stop Violence, for sure. I'm so excited to be a part of the family here, for sure. Bill, thanks for bringing us in and inviting us to be a part of, you know, your wonderful family of people, and I can't wait for next Saturday and having Kennedy's involved in our event. We're really excited. And so we've got to sign off right now. We've got to close out our meeting and get going, but what a blessing. What a blast.
One thing I want you to do.
It's an honor, honey, to speak with you.
Go on that page and get my email address and shoot me an email, and I'll send you all the information. I'll send you directions for the shop and everything.
That sounds great. We will be doing that first thing tomorrow. It's definitely on our list, and we're just so blessed. And, hey, Boston.
Yeah.
Betsy, that's you.
Town, Boston.
All right. Well, let's keep in touch, and let's see if we can't bring Rock to Stop Violence here to Boston.
That'd be amazing. Let's go for it.
Let's start cutting the show down ourselves. We've got things to do. We want to thank everybody who took time. We want everybody to support this Rock to Stop. Remember, if you can't be there, click on Send Some Bucks if you can. T-Rod, Rusty, send you all of our love. You'll go on and on. Lovely Betsy, taking care of the East Coast for us. We thank you again.
And what we're going to do is we're going to close out with a song by one of our good friends called Baker. This is a motorcycle song called Ride.
And that girl from Finland sent that picture. Thank you very much for that picture from Finland, Helsinki. Thank you very much.
we'll expect that in an email. That Mike, the guys on the team over here, expecting an email ASAP.
Well, what we want you to do is stick around and listen to this song, and then I'll
talk
to you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, my phone's dying.
All right, bye-bye.
Night.
Thanks, T-Rod.
All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Love.
Amen.